back I was in my friend around 35, 36, home demonstration agent was our community where I was working, and they were making cheese. And they made some cheese, just regular cheese, you know. Yellow cheese. They made some pretty good cheese. Yeah, I don't know, it wasn't a whole lot of practice making that cheese. Most of what they used that milk for, they would cook with it, you know, and they were chewing it. They would never think about drinking it sweet, you know, they would let it sour. The only time they used that sweet milk was when they were cooking, you see, making cakes and stuff. They made a lot of that. Cooked a lot of sweets, you know.
You mentioned that home demonstration agent the other day. That must have really been an interesting experiment.
Yeah, well, the home demonstration agent, the one that was I'm talking about that was doing all that work, she's not in this county now. She's in Jackson, but the county agent is. He's the man that's worked in the agriculture, teaching here, every kind of work here for years. Came here about the same time I did. He's a kind of easy in me. He's an old fellow. He has a world of experience too with that type of stuff. His name is E.R. Shockley. He lives down there in Wagwell. I don't know if you're familiar with that community down there. It's in the same county. It's on one off, right on 100. See, if you were coming down from when you came down from Lexington, you came down 100.
Right.
To 18.
That's right.
Yeah. You turn off on 18, came above.
Right.
You get right straight on through. You came right on whatever. About I think it's about 18 miles down.
It was on south. You know, I went through Henderson, but I didn't remember.
No, not that direction. I mean, when you came through Henderson, you came through Henderson, didn't you?
Right.
And you came on hit 18.
Yeah,
I would say, well, instead of turning off on 18, you just kept going.
Nice.
On 100, and 13 miles up the road.
Actually, the cottage cheese is not something that's good. And how about the different things made out of cornbread? Or cornmeal, I'm sorry.
Well, I used to make a moist, cornmeal moist. I never know too much about that, but that was something they usually made. And I don't know exactly how they made it, you know, they fed the kids, you know, kind of breakfast time. And cornbread, that's about it, I think.
You ever have anything called a corn dodger?
Well, that corn dodger, I guess they call it. Now, they had ways of cooking that cornbread. It might have been corn. I say, you know, they'd put it in the pans, and they'd put it in the stove oven, bake. And then they'd put it on, you know, taking that kind of a pat it out, they'd put it in a skillet fry. And then that other way, way back, that old time, they'd put it on that skillet, on these iron skillet. They had legs on it, about that. And they put it just like they had fire in the fireplace, and they coals, they rake those coals out there and set that right on top of those coals, and then the top was made so you could take some coals and put on top of it too.
I see. Now, is that
cook from the bottom and the top, you see.
Is that a spider or a Dutch oven?
Now, I don't know what they.
I see.
I don't know what they call it, but I remember. You know, I never seen a man. They wouldn't eat that too much. I think I've seen one woman these around through here. I never had seen one of them until I came through here. I saw one woman. Usually, she used quite a bit. Especially in the wintertime when they had fire in there.